Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, here we are for another week. This is Semi-Organized Chaos. My name is Simon Baggs.
I'm Keisha Pettit.
And we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news on this podcast. And just before we get started today as well, if you do get the chance to leave a comment or a star rating on our podcast platforms, God, we would love that because it helps out our podcast so much and it helps us get discovered. Share it with your friends.
Your legends. Coming up on today's episode, we are talking about Harry Styles' push-up competition with someone that you know pretty well. Do you pick hot doctors, the worst cheat meals, and the world's weirdest news?
Let's get into the chaos. All right, so regular listeners of the podcast, first of all, thank you very much for listening. Second of all, you'll notice that there's one person on this podcast that does love to name drop Keisha Pettit. If you go back to the other episodes, I believe she has dropped Brittany Hockley, Hugh Jackman, big star, obviously. You've got Gus Warland.
All people I work with.
Wendell Saylor has also been mentioned.
I spend a lot of time with these people.
Can I just say, I've never dropped a name on this podcast yet. Right, and I feel like right now I want to drop a name.
Oh, okay, right? Interesting.
Yeah, I want to drop a name, and I just want to get into your boat and just be like an absolute wanker here and just be like, guys, I've got fucking friends too.
Were you catching up with them last week too?
I put this on Instagram, and I put a poll there, which I noticed that you didn't vote for. Obviously, it was annoying you, the fact that I have someone who's bigger than all of your stars.
Bigger than Hugh Jackman, you reckon?
Bigger than Hugh Jackman. Much bigger than Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman's great. I'm not saying he's not great.
He's Australian.
He's Australian,
sweetheart.
But this guy's bigger, mate. In the world right now, you can't get bigger.
Do you actually reckon?
100%. And I think everyone, as soon as I say this name, is going to agree with me and think that you are wildly off the scent. Harry Styles. Harry Styles.
He's in the
How many people
pocket.
Can open your laptop up, by the way. Harry Styles has, in my lifetime, beaten me in a push-up competition. Fuck yeah! So, all I need you to do, and you listening right now, if you don't believe me, all you have to do is type into Google Harry Styles push-ups, right? And then in one of the top videos there, it'll come up with a competition where Harry Styles smashes me out of the park in a push-up competition. At the time, I'm a grown man. I'm 28 years old.
And were you wearing a red T-shirt at the time?
A black T-shirt.
Okay, so it's the first video that comes up is not in fact.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
You said type it into Google.
And if you go back to what I said, it's in the top videos.
Videos. All right, well, there's four that are coming up in the first search history. Oh, here we go.
That was hard to find.
I've got yours.
And, I'm 20.
A lot of hair then.
Okay, mate.
When was this?
Stop negging me. This is my time to shine.
When was this?
I was 28. I'm trying to tell you, I'm 28 and Harry Styles is a teenager and he still beat me.
Okay, how did this come about?
It was an interview backstage.
Right.
And
where were you?
At the Gold Coast, on the Gold Coast at the time.
And why was Harry in the Gold Coast?
He was performing in Brisbane as One Direction. You can see the other guys there as well. There's Zayn. Obviously, he's not a big popular guy now. you got Niall's actually my favourite. I love Harry, wow. But Niall was a fucking legend. We banged on about Nando's the entire time.
My mind went somewhere completely different there when you said we banged.
We banged.
Pardon. That is a name I want you dropping.
No, yeah.
You see, it would not. So Niall's your favourite One Directioner?
Niall, I'd say Harry now because he's more popular.
Oh, okay. You know, so you've switched.
Oh, I'm like that. You know, as soon as, yeah.
And how did the push-up competition come about?
One of my co-hosts at the time challenged Harry to do the push-up competition, and I drew the short straw. And I thought it was a bit of a waste of time because obviously, like, if, let's say, for example, you and I did a push-up competition right now here.
I'd kick your ass.
Well, you'd kick my ass, but also for our podcast listeners, quite boring to listen to.
Yeah, it's a weird audio platform.
Right, yeah. Mm. And so I did it, but at the same time thinking, fuck, our listeners that are listening in the car right now, listening to you like, who gives a fuck about this?
But at least it was the rest of the band kind of like listen to
they
during
look bored. If you look at the video, the they look puff. Bored as fuck. Zane's sitting there like, what the fuck's happening here? I don't even know who this random guy Zane is in tight jeans, by the way.
Yeah, what year would this be? Would this have been?
This would have been like 2012.
Yeah.
This is like 10 years ago.
2012 fashion for sure. Zane checked out of the band. So like, we're not going to take his opinion on what isn't interesting.
They all look bored. There's Liam. They all look fucking bored shitless there.
Niall's just in the background thinking about Nando's. Yeah. Thinking about his most recent trip to Nando's.
Also, look how...
How much did he beat you by? Like, how many push-ups did you get up
well,
to?
Well, it was just whoever could last the longest. It was a stamina competition, right?
And you didn't count?
Well, we were. If you listen to the video, we're counting 1, 2, 3, and then he keeps going and I'm like, I can't do any more. Like that. That's what actually happens.
And that wasn't to Paddy's ego. That was legit.
No, I was fucking, look how puny he is. I'm not going to let him, like, beat me. Fucking One Direction, 14-year-old kid. No.
He has very high cheekbones.
I was single back in these days. This ruined my reputation on the Gold Coast.
That was what ruined your reputation, was losing a push-up competition.
Yes.
I was faced with a very tough conundrum this week. Mm. I kept getting letters in the mail, and just bear with me through this. I get that it's about to sound a bit graphic.
Is it the bowel cancer... You know,
similar, but for girls. So routine cervical screening is what we're going to refer to it as. Mm-hmm. The little test you got to go to the doctors every couple of years and get. I was due. I was very overdue. I've kept on putting it off. Anyway, so I thought I've got a bit of time this week. I'll finally book it in. Mm-hmm. I jump on the website of the doctors that I go to, which, you know, I've only moved here a couple of months ago. I don't really have a doctor here. So I was just happy to go to anyone, right? Mm. I get on the website and I type in that I want to book this appointment. And here's where the conundrum comes in. Because they had a list of doctors that were available to do the screening, right?
Sure. Have they got their faces on the wall as well, like in a plate where you can choose? And I'll have Deidre.
This is where it's coming in, because all the photos of all the doctors come up. Anyway, there's one in particular that I was like, fucking who is that? Mm. And my housemate was here and one of my friends was here and I was like, have a look at this guy. I was like, he's available for my routine cervical screening.
And he's hot.
Hot. Like,
so obviously
proper,
you don't.
Like, has caring vibes just from his photo.
Okay, hang on a second. Please tell me you didn't choose this guy, because I mean, I'm guessing at the end of the day, your leg's going to be in the stirrups, right? And then he's going to be like, okay.
So I thought.
No! No, you didn't choose.
I could go with old love Beatrice, who's probably done a couple.
You want
Beatrice. 100,000
of these. You want Beatrice. She knows vagina.
No, you know what? If someone's going to be down there up in my business, I want them to be hot.
You are fucked. You have got some fucking issues, mate.
So yesterday.
Oh, no. What's this guy's name?
I can't name him. That'd be a bit unprofessional. But this is what's hilarious. So I get into this appointment with him, right? Firstly, he's hotter than his picture. And I was like, oh, gee, I'm actually
not catfishing, great.
I was like, I'm actually a bit like, I'm a bit flustered. I had my face mask on and I thought, God, it's good he can't see that I'm smiling from ear to ear. He probably could from the creases in my eyes.
Or maybe you were smiling downstairs.
But he started asking me He started asking me questions like, when was your last screening? And I said, when was your last screening? He said, are you from here? And I said, oh, no, you know, moved around a bit. And I said, how about you? Are you supposed to ask your doctor these questions? Or
well,
is it just
a little bit, it sounds flirty to me.
It was a little bit flirty.
But do you need to know this information?
But, I mean, I thought, you know, you're about to find out a lot more information about me. And, frankly, I'm okay with that. I will give him credit. Best cervical screening I've ever had. Go and get a hot doctor. Like, I don't know why I was so intimidated by this. I don't know why. Like, I'm comfortable being naked around my laser therapist. I'm comfortable getting spray tans. Why would I be uncomfortable?
I don't know anything about a cervical screening, but I just imagine it's not a very hot moment. Can you paint the picture a bit more for me? Because I don't understand what goes on. But is it like when you go to get, you know, like a pregnancy?
No, they're not that full on. Like, you don't need your legs in thing. I mean, I didn't yesterday.
So where? How does it happen?
So I'm have you ever had a prostate exam?
No.
Oh, okay. You should probably book that.
Okay, mate, look, let's just focus on what you
get
need to focus on.
Get yourself a hot chick doctor.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. That'd be great.
You would love it, I'm telling you. I'm recommending.
No, I wouldn't want a... Okay, if we're going to reverse this, there is no way that I would look at a menu of doctors and go, the hottest girl here can stick her finger in my bushy asshole.
Why?
No.
Are you not comfortable with what your asshole is like?
To be honest with you, no. Really,
maybe this is arrogance of me. Maybe I'm a little
bit. I mean, let's be honest, my asshole and your vagina are probably two very different. Or actually, let's hope that they're very different. All right, so on this podcast, we cover pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Over the last week, there's been some weird news stories, but this one really, I think, takes the cake. Thief threatens to sue man for releasing footage of her crime.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine this?
That would be humiliating, wouldn't it? You'd be like, oh, that's me. Where'd they release it? On TikTok?
So there's a guy who works in a thrift store in California, and he started putting videos on TikTok of people stealing from, you know, the little donation tins where you can put the coins in?
Yep.
And they're usually chained to the desk. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how this one was, you know, able to be accessed by people, but people have been stealing quite a lot of money from it. Mm. So he started putting up the videos.
Great
of
idea.
These people.
Shame people. especially if you're stealing from a donation tin, you should be shamed, Game of Thrones style, with the bell ringing, walking naked through the streets. Shame. Shame. Don't you think?
Like a weird fantasy you've got going on. Shame.
No, have you not seen it?
I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, mate, get yourself
around it. But I kind of get what you're talking about. Well, she has even gone as far as being quoted saying, I have saved these, as in the videos, showed them to a lawyer, and I don't think you have my permission to make TikTok videos of me. I'm going to do the most to you because ever since you started working there, that place went extremely downhill.
You know what? Yeah, we do. If you're going to steal from a donation tin, we can shame you. We can do what we like with that footage. Too bad. Here's the thing. Don't be a dick and you won't have that footage.
Can you imagine saying to the man, ever since you started working there, it went downhill? Yeah, because you're calling people out for stealing from the donation tin. Mm. Anyway, good luck to her. Next weird news story for you. Quentin Tarantino reveals he watches Peppa Pig a lot.
Maybe he's getting inspiration from the shitty cartoon and the drawings.
Have you seen a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Have you seen Peppa Pig?
There's not much overlap. His movies are very graphic.
And dark.
Very dark.
Yeah. But maybe What's Peppa Pig dark is about- quite dark and we don't really know the underlying meaning of the whole, like, you know.
You remember when you were a kid and things like Shrek would come out or like, what other ones? Simpsons. Mm. And there were a lot of references that as a kid, Madagascar has heaps too. Mm. You didn't get them as a kid. Totally. And then when you rewatch them as an adult.
Oh, okay. That's what they mean.
Lots of innuendos.
Right, yeah.
I don't think Peppa Pig's got many of those though.
So but if you go back to nursery rhymes as well and sing them out loud now, you think, wow, that is really fucked up.
Some of them have had to be like completely cancelled. Like some, I think it's, what's that? A chew, we all go round?
Yeah,
Re-round
the
of Rosie?
Yeah.
Like the plague. Yeah. It's grim as fuck. Yeah.
Maybe there's something we're missing in Peppa Pig, you know?
I don't know. Maybe
there's some
just,
grim shit.
Maybe he's spending so much of his time in the grim world that he needs like the opposite, you know, to counterbalance
totally.
It.
Yep.
What's one of your guilty pleasure?
Bambi, actually. I love watching Bambi. And
really?
No, I don't really. What do you mean? Are you asking me what cartoon I watch? Rugrats. I love, like, you know.
Do you don't have a guilty pleasure watching show?
Like what? Children's TV shows?
It doesn't have to be
children's TV show. I'm 37.
Okay.
All with right. No kids.
You know what? You seem a little bit triggered by that question.
Well, okay.
I'm going to move on.
If you know what? If I said to you, you know, I sit at home watching Sesame Street on the weekends, you'd be like, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Don't you think?
Yes, I
If
really
I have children,
would.
I get it. I've got no kids.
I would. I wasn't asking if you have a child's guilty pleasure. I was asking if you had a guilty pleasure of what you watched to, like, alleviate the stresses
well,
of
actually,
your life.
Well, actually, yeah, Sex and the City.
You watch Sex
but
and the City?
But I'm not even that embarrassed about it. You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this out loud, guys. I like Sex and the City 2, the movie.
Really?
Unpopular opinion.
Very unpopular.
I want to go to Abu Dhabi, though.
Yeah. Do you want to act like any of them in Abu Dhabi?
No, I just want to go there. They maybe want to have one of those trips where you get like the fancy shit. And
yeah, the hotel did look good.
Mate.
It did do. Totally. It probably did wonders for tourism.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Samantha, mate.
Of course she is. I already, you know what? I don't even need to ask that damn question. I already knew.
If I was going to be a character on Sex and the City, I'd be Samantha.
You'd want to be a Samantha.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Nah, I'd want to be a Miranda.
Oh, fucking boring.
Nah, she gets better. She gets better as the seasons go on. Anyway, we're talking a lot about Sex and the City for this conversation, starting about Peppa Pig. On to weird news story number three for you. Penguins refuse to eat cheaper fish as inflation hits Japanese aquarium.
Good. We're all suffering. The penguins should suffer too.
Don't think that's what they meant. Oh. But inflation is getting a little bit, it's getting a bit stressful.
Hey, don't even get me started on lettuce. I tried to make tacos the other night.
Yeah, you got to get those pre-mixed salad bags now.
Fuck!
The price of those hasn't changed.
If you can't make a bloody old El Paso kit, jumbo taco kit without fucking getting iceberg lettuce, like what the fuck?
It's very frustrating. Price of fuel.
Fuck the penguins. They can deal with it.
Apparently.
Eat your cheap fish.
Apparently the people who work at the aquarium were feeding them a fish called Aji. I don't know what that is, but it's increased by 20 to 30% in the last year alone. Mm. So they've had to kind of cut them back and start trying to give them mackerel.
Tough titties, guys.
Apparently they've just been standing there going, fuck this. You know what's funny? I've got a dog about 2 meters away from me who looks at me like that every single night that I don't air fry her fucking salmon.
Fucking eat, pal. Chum, mate.
She eats better than I do. There are nights where I make her food, and before people start rolling their eyes, I am looking after Delilah. Delilah is not mine. I have been instructed on how to feed her. And when
hang on. You're instructed on how to feed her. Do you pay for the food?
No.
Have you
been
given, right, because I was going to say, you could also make a profit here. Just go get Chum and Pal and just fucking keep some of that cash yourself.
I am not giving her Chum. But when Britt said to me she likes her salmon air fried for 7 to 8 minutes, I genuinely thought she was taking the piss. And she wasn't. She does like it air fried for 7 to 8 minutes.
You've got to let it cool down. Here's the thing. I like Brit. That dog is eating better than I do.
She does eat better. Maybe I'll try and switch her to the fish that these penguins have been getting. All right, last one for you. BMW makes heated seats at $18 a month subscription service again.
What?
This blew my mind. I couldn't fucking believe this.
So you got to subscribe.
Apparently, BMW have started doing this whole like subscription service for all of these add-ons to their cars. So you know how cars are getting a lot more like computerized?
Mm.
Particularly you look at your Teslas and all your electric vehicles, right? Well, this is happening in Korea where they're offering all of these subscription-based options. And one of them, they've done the conversion from the Korean money to Australian.
It's $18 a month.
To have heated seats.
There's too many subscriptions going on.
Agreed.
Right? And like it's like someone at BMW was sitting there and they're like watching Netflix one night. They're like, well, people are subscribing for Netflix. I wonder if they'd subscribe for hot seats. Like, that's not a thing.
If I buy the car,
I expect the seats to heat up because I paid $70,000 for the fucking car.
I think we're moving into the part of the world where everything is going to be a subscription-based thing.
Mate.
Do you remember when you used to buy apps on your phone and it would be like $7 for the app? Now, all of those ones are in subscriptions.
By the way, is this the moment where we tell people that we're going to start doing bonus episodes and you can subscribe to our channel to get the bonus episodes? No, this is not the time, is it? Okay, no, this is fucking awkward shit. Time. I should not bring this up right now. Fuck.
So other things that you can purchase in addition on your subscription-based model from BMW are things like a heated steering wheel, artificial noise generator to give electric cars, a sci-fi noise while driving.
Now, I would pay for that.
Would you?
Back to the Future, one of the greatest movies. You know when that car goes... I love that.
I haven't seen the movie. But I will admit... Hang on. No, I haven't.
You haven't seen...
I've said this on the podcast
Back
before.
Back to the Future.
I haven't seen a lot of classic movies. I had a weird childhood. We had to go to church a lot. It was very
what
strange.
What did you do as a
it was
kid?
Very weird.
What did you do?
We had very limited screen time. I did a lot of sports. We went to church heaps too. It was a weird childhood. Oh, wow. Weird childhood. But I kind of reckon that they should add the sound into electric cars. Have you ever been on the street recently when an electric car has come up behind you and you can't hear them?
Totally.
I've nearly been hit heaps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I should start looking left and right again.
Yeah.
But I've been basing it off of, well, can I hear a car? No, I can't. It's fine across the road. Mm. So
look with your ears.
Well, apparently you can now buy it for, I don't know how much that one's going for, but the world has gone mad.
The world's gone mad.
That is your weird news for the week.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We've started a TikTok, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Do we mention that? Because it's only got 4 videos and, like, we've got 17 followers on there.
Four. Oh, well done to us. Pat on the back.
Well done to me, mate, because I'm the one running the TikTok. Like, it's my business now on the side. It's a side hustle for me.
Well, I think something that we need to get amongst are these TikTok trends. You know, this is how people go viral.
Yeah.
Current TikTok
trend. Hey, can we just give a shout out as well to Annabelle up in Townsville, who actually coached us on TikTok, because she's like the TikTok queen.
She's the best. She's one of the best humans you'll ever meet. Mm. There's a new TikTok trend going around that, unfortunately for you, I don't think you'll be able to partake in.
Well, what is it? I bet you I can.
It's called vabbing.
Vabbing.
Any ideas, like, that word comes to you? What do you think it's
dabbing. I know what dabbing is. Mm-hmm. It's like a dance. A
little arm movement.
Yeah.
To the side.
Bit of a dab. I'll do one right now. Boom, there you go. Right? Didn't expect that, did you? Just a surprise dab in the middle of the podcast.
So what do you think the vabbing is different vabbing. For?
Is it like vaping while dabbing?
Not bad, not bad. It's actually a mix between the words, an amalgamation of vagina and dabbing. And so this new trend that is going around on TikTok is telling girls that they can wear their vaginal fluids as perfume. They've even got here instructions on how to do that. But I feel as though, look, I'm not going to assume the intellect level of anyone listening to this, but I'm going to assume that you can put those two and two together yourself.
Well, I shouldn't have come out so strong and say that I could do this, but.
Well, according to the trend, that you know how that people talk about like pheromones and how different people can be attracted to your pheromones.
Where are you putting it?
Like where you would put perfume.
On your neck.
Neck, wrists, anywhere that you would actually spray normal perfume. And there's girls going out trying this. One of them said, I got free drinks all night. Another said, I cannot believe this absolutely worked better than my Chanel number 5. Now, here's the most fucked part. I'm intrigued enough about this.
You're going to give it a go.
That I, no.
Have you got it on today?
That I want to know.
No, because it smells more Britney Spears to me, but I'll be honest with you, or Rihanna, whatever hers is.
Spears and Rihanna, I'm not a 13-year-old girl rocking some fantasy. I'm intrigued enough that I want to know. whether it works or not, but I'm not ballsy enough to do this myself. So I guess in this
sense. So you want me to give it a go? Okay, so what?
I would really like it if you'd step up to the plate.
I'm going to go out.
Go, you know what?
I'm going to see if my
wife. You have a wife? See if it works.
I'm not suggesting this to my fucking wife, and I'm not playing this episode to my wife at all.
Well, maybe someone who's listening to this. If you're bold enough to do this, I would really love it if Keisha, you drop your message.
I reckon you should try it. If you're going to put that, why would you? Why would you put it out there to our loyal listeners and not give it a go yourself?
Because I think we've been a little bit lady parts heavy from my behalf on this particular episode of the podcast, and I think I just need to rein that shit back in a little. I'm intrigued. Well, I feel like there could be a little bit of science to this.
Well, there could be some science to this. Why don't you, the next time you're booking with your hot doctor, right, give yourself a few dabs around the neck and then see what happens after that.
He's already got to be amongst that area, so how would I know the difference? We need a controlled variable for this. We need someone to go out one night of the week
making other people do this. You want to bring this up and then make other people
Little scientist in the white lab coat sitting in the corner tallying the amount of people that offer them drinks or come and speak to them. Mm. Willing to do that.
All right, do you think it would work? Let's be real. Like, do you think that would actually work? Because I don't know anything, as you know. Right, well, when it comes to science, but I'm going to throw it out there and say it's probably not going to work on myself.
Well, I do come from a world where I used to work in behavioral science, and things like this exist in the animal world. Like, certain animals will give off scents to attract mates. Look at dogs when they're in heat, right? It works. It makes other dogs attracted to them, want to have sex with them.
I just can't.
So, like, there is an element of this where I go, it could be true.
I can't picture myself at, like, Ravisi's there in Bondi. Standing there at the bar.
You can smell a lot of abs there, but I don't think it's deliberate.
Wow. Keisha Pettit.
There's some thirsty girls there.
Keisha.
I know. I was there on Saturday night. I'm going
to have to say
it
to you. I never thought I'd have to say this to you on our podcast, but I need you to rein it in this week, okay? Because.
Sorry, I digress. You're positioning yourself at a bar.
At Ravisi's. Yep, standing there at the bar.
You don't think
I'm single at the time. And I'm
mate, you're anyone's place.
I'm having a sniff.
I feel like Ravisi's doesn't have the nicest scent to it to begin
with. It's got the busy carpet with all the stains on it there. I just don't feel like it's working on me. I don't think I'm looking around the room and thinking, what can I smell here?
Well, I'm intrigued enough to find out. Not myself. As I said, if you're willing to do this, the people on TikTok, this is what I mean, people on TikTok are saying that it's working for them. So I'm intrigued and I will report back.
If you listened to last week's episode, I made the suggestion that Keisha and I start doing some dances from 17-year-old girls who are in the mirror with their torches, right? That's what I was looking at on TikTok. Where you've taken it is a whole new fucking level. And you were judging me for wanting to do an innocent dance.
I really did put my foot down and say that we're not doing TikTok dances. Were I to have to pick between the two of these TikTok challenges, you could have me doing some dance moves.
No, I don't think
Is this your way of getting me to do a TikTok dance?
You brought it up. How am I? I'm just sitting here receiving all this information. I'm not even a part of this. Are you, do you do cheat meals? When you're working, you know, you have your regular meals that are kind of healthy during the week, and then on the weekend you go crazy, or are you just kind of like free range, whatever goes?
I would say that my diet would be like 70% healthy, 30% whatever goes.
Yeah.
Like I'm clear. If you'd looked at me, you'd know that I'm not the most regimented with what I put into my mouth.
Anyway, look, The Rock, we all love The Rock. He's fit as, mate. He's 50 years old looking, you know, like an absolute machine of a guy.
He's a big man.
And for blokes, it's like whatever he's doing, you try and go, okay, I might try and take a bit of that. Because Yulia and I, we try and eat like at least four nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll try and eat fairly healthy.
Yeah.
And then we kind of blow out on the weekends, and that's the way we kind of run our diet at home. He has his cheat meal. So he's like, I guess, KFC, which that would be our cheat meal.
How often would you be having like a cheat meal though? Like
KFC or a Macca's or a pizza, that would probably be once a week.
Once a week?
Once a week we can have takeaway kind of thing, and then the rest of the time it's got to be a little bit like, you know, veggies or salmon or the boring shit in life, right?
Yeah, okay.
The Rock's cheat meal is a dozen eggs scrambled, a dozen eggs. Like, have you that's a fucking lot. That's a fucking whopper. Wax that on a giant plate, right, and then puts five of these scone-type things, you know, like a cake.
That sounds disgusting.
I'm going to show you the image of it right now.
12 eggs.
12 eggs scrambled.
Oh, how do you get a plate that big?
How boring.
That, like, sorry, eggs are meant to be like one of the most nutritious thing, like, well, yeah, things per gram. Like, yeah, they're meant to be like what you eat to be good, right?
Yeah. Like, but, I mean, if you get a cheat, but I guess the scones are the cheating. Like, five fucking scones?
12 eggs? How could you eat? I mean, he's a big man, but I don't know another human being that could eat that much food.
Totally. If I did, I'd be farting for weeks after all those eggs.
Yeah. Also, why would you, like, I mean, if you're talking in terms of calories, I don't know how many, I'm not very good at math. Frankly, I have no idea how many calories that would be. Mm. But it would surely be the equivalent of like two decent feeds.
Go for a cheeseburger, mate. Go for five cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
I wouldn't be spending it on
that's
eggs.
Not cheating at all. No, well, I think he's doing all right. Is he your kind of... Is he your kind of vibe?
I think, I don't know, because he's just been around for so long. Like, I often think that The Rock is older than what
now.
He is. Yeah, like, he's just, do you know what I mean? He was kind of like in the pro wrestler kind of days. That wasn't, right. You know, those little Speedo things
old.
With the long boots. Yeah. Just not really my vibe. Yeah. But I can see the appeal. He's also the highest paid actor
in
the
world.
I mean,
there you go. You'd have a nice house and maybe a Ferrari, so they won't be attractive to you, not just the muscles.
But I don't think I could be with someone that would eat like that.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how fucking boring your life would be.
Totally.
Imagine how boring your life would be if your cheat meal was scrambled eggs.
Fuck, mate. That's sad.
That's what happens when I'm being
also,
good.
I look up to the people that have, like, you know, they on a Sunday, yeah. They can literally pack all of their meals into a freezer. Like,
yeah, and they meal do all prep. Can you imagine the mental admin? I have a friend who doesn't eat carbohydrates.
Crazy. You're missing out on so much. Carbohydrates, they're the best.
They're the best. I'm kind of like Kate Moss, famous for saying nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Sorry, Kate. Don't think you've eaten very many foods. Sorry. I can think of many things that taste better than skinny feels. But, what would your cheat meal be?
Well, you've already asked me this, but I KFC or, you know, pizza. Or
I asked you how often you have
it. Yeah, that would be it, I guess. So I'm trying to think again. I'm like, now, yeah, that would be it. Like, just takeaway. Takeaway food. 12 eggs, though.
Is
crazy.
Is it bad that I don't consider takeaway, like, a cheat? Like, I just consider that if I'm,
yeah, I reckon,
you know,
that could be a bit of an issue for you, mate, if you're not thinking that that's bad.
What are you saying here?
You're fat.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much, you legends, for joining us on our podcast. In all seriousness, it's actually been, you know, it's still pretty new. We're still...
What is this, eight weeks in?
I don't know.
We're fresh. I feel like we can say that we're brand new for about 6 months.
Okay.
Then after that, we have to start saying, all right, guys, we're getting old.
Getting a bit stale. Yeah. We need to talk about where this is going. What are we? What are we right now is a fresh new podcast.
We're fresh as, guys.
We would really appreciate it if you would be ever so kind to share it with a friend, because obviously if the podcast continues to grow in the way that it is, we're going to be able to do more of the podcast.
Totally.
And we really enjoy
that.
Yeah. So that would be wonderful.
And this is good fun, but it is like a 5-hour process as well. Should I be honest about
only
that?
Only when you make us go and get fucking coffee and chat and like...
I like chatting.
Get into the recording.
I like to talk. As I've told you, introvert, but if you give me some money, and I think we have made...
$10?
No.
20?
Let's be really honest with our audience. So far, we have made, from this podcast, would you like a drum roll? Let's do a drum roll. $31. Which we're splitting.
Fucking ballers.
So $15 each.
$15.50.
Yeah.
Split down the middle. Thank you very
exactly,
much.
Exactly, mate.
No, but if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or a star rating on Spotify, we'd be very, very grateful, and we will catch you back here next week.
My shout for coffee.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.